question that you would always ask as a player? What have I done wrong that he hasn't? Hmm. Now, because it's come to that stage, you're not looking at what you've done right, because it's been that kind of an affair with the openers. They've been chopped and changed too often. And we often ask this question, what happens first, chicken or egg? A stable opening combination and success, or success leads to a stable opening combination? The question, I think the jury is still out on that.
Okay, but I mean, I think the fact remains, whoever comes in now, how do you expect them to be in the right frame of mind, which Ravi Shastri talks about, mental discipline and whatnot? Some of this is technique, and we admit there are technical flaws, but the rest of it is just confidence in how these guys have been managed.
And it seems that there's a bit of mismanagement with regards to the openers, because personally, I was not in favor of Shikhar Dhawan playing the first test match. Hmm. But once he was played, there was no way he was going to get dropped in Lords, because everybody else had also failed. The same thing happened in Cape Town. Everybody failed except Hardik Pandya. It was Shikhar Dhawan who was shown the door. And now, Murali Vijay is in well within his rights to ask, what has KL Rahul done in the last four overseas test matches? Two test matches in South Africa, two in England. He's got nothing to show for, not even a single 50. Hmm. In fact, I scored a century against Afghanistan. He got a 50
there. If you count that, yeah.
Got a 50 there, and I opened. Why is KL playing and why am I not?